You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with one of my new favorite guests. We're back with Dan Summers. Dan is the CEO of IHT. IHT is the new crowdfunding platform that allows individual investors to participate in big boy deals. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Jim, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it. A little bit of a drive to get down from Jacksonville, but all the same, it was well worth it.
Well, listen, we're glad to have you. Great to have you. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what IHT stands for?
Well, having been in this business since 1976, I've realized some of the important cornerstones of the real estate business is integrity, honesty, and transparency. IHT. So we built a company a number of years ago based on those three benchstones: integrity, honesty, and transparency.
So you said you built a firm a number of years ago. What was that firm all about?
Well, originally we built a firm buying multifamily in the Southeast, and we did so in Mobile and Huntsville and Gainesville, et cetera, and did pretty well, actually. We had some partners in Singapore, did well, did all the asset management and construction, et cetera, internally. But then about a year and a half ago, we caught wind of real estate crowdfunding, and that got our attention.
So what piqued your interest?
Well, a lot of things. What really got our interest was looking at some of the bench stones from real estate crowdfunding. It really started in 2012 with the passing of the Jobs Act, but what got my attention was that real estate crowdfunding raised in 2013, its very first year, $400 million in equity, which is not a lot in our industry. But the next year, it just jumped to a billion dollars. That's $1 billion in real estate capital. And then in 2015, it jumped all the way up to $2.57 billion. And it's projected to do up to $150 billion over the next 5 years. So that got my attention.
Yeah, I think that gets just about anybody's attention, Dan. But here's my question. Who are the people that are giving the dollars that are the crowdfunding investors? Where is this money coming from?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's basically the same group of people that have invested for years. However, the cornerstone of crowdfunding is really the marriage between technology and real estate, kind of the odd couple, if you will. So it really took the old real estate investment opportunities and allowed it to be marketed via social marketing, LinkedIn, internet, et cetera. And that really opened up the floodgates. It really got rid of the 80-year ban of marketing securities, real estate securities, to third parties other than your family, friends, people you've done business with in the past. So now we're able to use the internet, the LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, just to go ahead and market our property. So at the bottom line is it's a marriage between technology and real estate. But don't get me wrong, it's still real estate.
And that's what I wanted to focus on, Dan, because soon people will give you the investment, but really it's they're trusting you for your ability to identify properties, your ability to capitalize properties, your ability to lease properties. Tell us a little bit about the background that you have in that and your team that you have in place.
Sure. It's a great point, Jim. It's still real estate at its bare essence. So no matter what company you elect to invest through or with, make sure that, in fact, the owners of that company have a strong real estate due diligence team. It's still real estate. So you have to have the ability to understand the bricks and the mortar. You have to know the financial end of it. You have to know the bricks and mortar in terms of the renovation of the property and really the underwriting of the financial models. So you have to understand the intricacies of real estate investing and the bricks and mortar, which is key. And marry that together with the technology, and it works wonderfully. Now, in terms of who we're investing with, accredited investors. 506C Reg D allowed the sponsors, like our clients, to offer securities to people who are accredited investors via the social media. What that means, very simply, is that to become an accredited investor and have the SEC approve you as an accredited investor, They look at it as if you have the capacity to lose your investment. What's that mean in dollars and cents and qualifications? What it means is that you had to have made $200,000 last year, $200,000 this year, and anticipated to make $200,000 next year, or have $1 million net worth with the exception of your principal residence. That's what qualifies you as an accredited investor. And that's who we market to, Jim.
Okay, so you market to the accredited investor, but you also mentioned another party that's involved in the transaction. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the people that place properties on your site?
Sure. These are sponsors. Now, a key element to our underwriting is underwriting the actual sponsors. We don't bring any properties to market via our crowdfunding site that we haven't thoroughly investigated the sponsor. So that's part of the due diligence process also. So they will have had to have been in the business, or we know them personally, or know their track record, or their corporate track record, etc. But the investment's only as good as a sponsor. So if someone that's looking to get into the business, we're not really interested. And frankly, Jim, you know, we look at 100 deals a month and maybe pick four or five at the end of the day to really align our interests with. So underwriting the sponsor is as important, if not more important, than underwriting the financials and the bricks and mortar of the deal itself.
Now, do you focus on any specific geographic area, or do you give people the opportunity to spread their risk and exposure widely?
Well, I'll answer that two different ways. Crowdfunding offers the individual investor to look at a menu of properties and a menu of socioeconomic environments and geography. So you can look at deals in Boise, Idaho, Chicago, Illinois, or Miami, Florida, or St. Augustine, Florida. So you can look at those geographic areas in addition to the menu will include different asset class, whether it's fix and flips, whether it's retail, multifamily, office, flex office, etc. So you can indeed look at different asset classifications and geographic locations. So you have the opportunity to invest where you like. In terms of IHT Realty, we originally were in the Florida market, and we've done quite well in the last 18 months in the Florida market, but we find ourselves now expanding out into North Carolina, Wyoming with an assisted living facility. We're looking at Las Vegas with a residential assisted living facility and some affordable housing out in California. So the market's there. The market's driving our decision in terms of growth, et cetera. Crowdfunding can happen anywhere. Our offices just happen to be in Jacksonville, but we can crowdfund deals in Anchorage, Alaska, if you care for us to do that. We just physically go to the asset. So it's a long plane ride of 24 hours up to Anchorage to kick the bricks and mortar, take a look at the asset, and come back and put our stamp of approval or kick it to the curb. And then we underwrite the principal from there.
Now, another question I had was, what type of dollars are people allowed to invest in these deals? We've had people come in and had self-directed IRAs, and they've talked about putting real estate in a self-directed IRA. Would, for instance, this be something somebody could put in either an IRA or a 401k?
It's ideal. Actually, a majority of our investors are through IRA custodians. We've aligned our interests with a number of custodians here in Florida and up in Philadelphia. And frankly, at the end of the day, if you have an IRA that's earning 0.01% in some treasury bill, treasury bond, there's no reason why you should let it languish there. You should align yourself with a custodian, which will allow you, the IRA holder, to become self-directed. You will tell the custodian that I want to take $100,000 or $10,000 and I want to direct it into one of IHT Realty's debt programs or equity programs or whomever. So the IRA is a really untapped opportunity for the crowdfunding industry. But in addition to that, we offer investments for as little as $5,000. I've even done some deals with as little as $1,000. So as long as you're accredited and you have an extra $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, you can certainly put it right into our program. And our program is really seamless. When you go to our site at ihtrealty.com, you'll see that it's really a seamless program. You can look at, once you register, you can look at all of our offerings. You can get accredited there. You can pledge there. You can fund through our ACH and or your wire. So it's very seamless and it's all self-encapsulated.
So it sounds to be a really good way for the individual investor to add some income to rather some yield to their portfolio, given that we're in a yield deprived market.
Indeed. The key element to this is access. Okay. Crowdfunding allows investors access to a plethora of investment opportunities. There's opportunities as high as 16-18% on equity, and as investments as high as 8-10% on debt. Debt obviously is lower on the risk reward factor, and equity is higher on the risk reward factor. But a good security debt position in the first position, you can get 8-10% and take your IRA or your investment capital and take it out of a savings account or a treasury and put it into this kind of an investment interest yielding opportunity is more than reason for you to give it some consideration. And once again, you can get in for as little as $5,000.
Now, how do people find you? How do people find out more about your programs? Tell us a little bit about how people can reach you.
Sure. We spend an inordinate amount of time and energy through digital marketing. So we're always on LinkedIn, on our Facebook, on Twitter. We have an enormous database of email addresses, et cetera. But more importantly, vehicles such as this, we get our email address and we get our website out there, which is www.ihtrealty.com. And you can go there, and without even registering, you can still go through the offerings and see what kind of a menu of opportunities we have.
And I want to thank you so much, Dan, for coming and speaking to us today. I'm wondering, can you stick around and do another segment with me?
Tim, I'd love to. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have some more information that you can use today to not only make your life better, but it sounds to me like make your yield better, too. So stick with us. We've got more Dan Summers and IHT coming up after this. Wanda!